I want to praise the Lord that His word is living and powerful. This Bible reading this week, Matthew, when they went to the mountain with the Lord Jesus, when Moses and Elijah departed, they saw no one than Jesus alone. This word, when I read it, was like a bathing in the word, in the water of the word. But when I woke up this at night, this word became so working, and they saw no one than Jesus alone, and all the problems, all the bad things were gone, only Jesus alone. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. They saw no one than Jesus alone. Amen. Tonight, we want to see only you. Hallelujah. This Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus alone, so no one and Jesus alone. Tonight we see you alone. Give us eyes for you alone, for your throne and for your ruling. Everything else shall disappear. Amen. Jesus. Jesus alone, beloved Jesus, all entire love belongs to you. Song 53. Song 53. Song number 53. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. Jesus, thy name is as ointment poured forth. We praise you for your name. Thank you for your name. Your love is much better than wine. Thy love is much better than wine. 1 John 3:2-3. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Amen. This verse spoke to me in a different way through the holy priesthood, because the holy priesthood needs to be holy, because the Lord, our God, is holy. That's why we also need to be holy. And when I read this verse, I got that revelation, because He is pure. We also need to be pure. In all relationship, in every manner. Lord, I told Him, I want to be pure. It is wonderful, because the Lord wants us to be same like Him. And when we enter the temple as priests, He is holy. How can we enter unholy? That's why the Lord said, I am pure. That's why you also need to be holy and pure. Wonderful. And we gain the Lord in these days as He is, as His substance, to gain Him in our daily lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Pure. Just as He is pure. We want to have more of your nature. Lord, work yourself. Manifest yourself more in us that you can be seen in us. Yeah, God revealed in the flesh. God manifested in the flesh. Lord, we put on you as our clothes. The Lord reminded me of Leviticus 28 this week, again and again. It is written in verse 2, and you shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty. These clothes are the prerequisite for Aaron to draw near to the Lord. The Lord reminded me again and again. We heard these clothes are our being, our walk. It is very practical. Sometimes things mishappen and we get upset very quick. And the Lord showed me so often, put on your holy garments. It is really practical. Because, in the meeting we all have a certain appearance, but how it is in our daily living, these clothes are our being. In many different situations, it is shown how my being is. Also, the head covering. How is my thinking? Don't just think about anything. The Lord told me, put on this holy head covering. Also, the blue in that clothing. The Lord reminded me many times, are you heavenly? And that's a way you can put on these clothes in a very practical manner. I thank the Lord for this word. And I was reminded many times. We heard that it is really in our daily living. There are many different situations. Many angels observe us. I also saw Hiob, read Job. And there you can see how there's the spotlight on mankind, the focus on mankind. Oh, principalities and power, there's a spotlight on human being. And it's not... it's important how we live, how we behave. It doesn't matter if we are only by ourselves. All the time we need to wear and put on these holy garments for glory and honor. Maybe really be an expression for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. I want to share something. Sunday, 2 weeks ago, we spoke about Revelation 1,
12 to 15.
And when we read these verses, it was like a vision to me. I saw the Lord, and I was full of joy. The Lord is to see the Lord in such a way. He was the one walking amidst the churches.
bei uns in die Versammlung war.
And in that meeting, I felt like the Lord was right in our meeting, in our midst. And I enjoyed that he has a robe that goes to the feet, down to the feet.
Klar, von unserer Gemeinschaft wissen wir, das Kleid ist das.
We all know that it is white linen, this robe. It shows the purity of the Lord. I was so touched that the Lord is so pure, as we know. And then he spoke about the white hair. As wool, like wool.
Und dass dieser weiße Wolle ist auch einfach der Reinheit des Herrn.
This wool, this white wool, is the purity of the Lord. These white hair, they don't show that he is old. A sheep is born with white wool. He was so pure from the very beginning. I was so touched to see this purity. And this white hair also shows his wisdom. The Lord knows all that we need. He knows us thoroughly. And that's why we saw his eyes as a flame of fire. And it was so comfortable to me. Usually you would think this is not very comfy, but this was so comfortable to me that the Lord can look through me and he knows me as I am. He knows all my transgressions, all my problems. He is the one. I may be able to hide from others, but not before him at all. Everything is open before the Lord.
Das gab mir den Gefühl, dass ich mich kann wirklich mich den Herrn.
And I had that strong feeling that I could open everything to the Lord, because he knows everything anyways. And then his eyes, and after the feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. And this, as we all know, is the judgment. And this was also comfortable in a way to me. I had this thought, Lord, judge everything in me that you see now. I don't want to wait until you come. I want to lay myself in your hands fully that you can judge me. This picture from the Lord was so beautiful and comfortable to me. And it accompanied me the last 2 weeks that I wanted to clothe myself in every morning also in that way. Because when I saw the Lord in that way, I had a deep desire, I want to be as you are, Lord Jesus. And he said, be holy because I am holy. For I am holy. I realize the Lord has to do so much in me, but we can trust in our Lord fully, our wonderful high priest. And we lay ourselves into his hands. And can trust that he does his work in us when we give us to him with free will. I can confirm that. I had a fellowship this afternoon listen from the winter conference, and it was spoken about exactly the same things, and I was touched to see the Lord in that way, in all his ways, characteristics. As it's written in Hebrews 7, 25 to 28. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless. Because the Lord loves us, he wants us to come to maturity, but it needs our cooperation. In Ephesians 3, it says also to know the love of God. Amen. 19. May be able to comprehend that, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Thank you. We want to grasp you and also practically in all your wonderful characteristics. We want to know you more, to be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm repeating Revelation 1, verse 14. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. The Lord is all that we need. We need his light, and our heart, it is a deceitful and evil thing. We don't know what is in us. When we have no light, then we think we are quite a good guy. But Jeremiah 15, it shows in verse 9, the heart is deceitful thing. I am the Lord, I'm searching the heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. When the Lord comes back, I want him to be able to give me as to a faithful servant the fruit of my doings. But today I need to be in his light, and he to give me light, what is in my heart, and to know what is inside, like these eyes with like a flame of fire. These eyes, they uncover and they see. And then you also see the feet, because only to see it, it's not helping too much. But when I see it, I need to be willing to change something, because then you see the feet, they show the walk, the conduct, that I'm willing to do steps towards the right direction. That's repentance. That's the meaning of repentance. When I see something, that I'm ready to change it. Not only to see and know things, it's okay, but it's not changing anything. It's good to see, but because if I don't see, I can't do nothing. But when I see something, I need to change and I need to repent. This week, I asked the Lord, where is something I need to change? Where are my construction places? Where do I need to be changed? He showed me three things. At first, how do I live at home? To learn to live in spirit at home and rule about my flesh, no matter which situation, no matter in which circumstances. And second, he showed me I need more love for the people surrounding me, more the love that the love that loves the people, if they don't turn, that they get lost. That's where he needs to work in me. And he gave light to me, and now I repented. I told the Lord, I really want to repent with my heart, hardened heart, that I had been focused on myself too much and the earthly, worldly things. He gave me a burden to speak to the colleagues even more clear and to ask them again if they really receive the Lord Jesus. They decided for him already. This is important. One evening I sang gospel songs, and in one song there was that said, redeem the time, because when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, it will be over. We won't be able to change things anymore. And that showed me how important it is to talk to the people today what really counts. And he searches the heart, not to condemn us, but to help us, that it goes upward. Amen. Lord, bring us upward. Amen. Lord, bring us onward. And the Lord says, in the last days, the Lord will grow cold in many. And I realized how at home, in one thing, my love grew cold. And the Lord gave me light also in this matter with his fiery eyes. I told the Lord, I need your love that I don't grow cold. And I saw a change already this week, and it was really good. Lord Jesus, help us to also take the right steps towards the right direction. When you show things that we are willing to change, and we seek you new, and ask of you changing in us. Oh, we to be willing to repent. Thank you for the feet like burning brass. Last week, there was a students' weekend, and some students, they wanted to share something from the fellowship. Maybe we can put that in here. The portion of the younger saints, if there are some students on Zoom also, I don't know. Yeah.
Ich habe den Herrn so stark erfahren, daran, dass Sport am Schülerwochenende nicht davon abhängt, wo es ist oder wer da ist.
Experienced the joy of the Lord in the students' weekend, even though the circumstances were different as expected. The joy was not from the location and the persons who are there, but the Lord is our joy, and I really experienced that.
Ich habe
also took something. We had fellowship on Revelation 12. Verse
11.
It's with the woman and the dragon. And the dragon wants to swallow the child. And a young boy was chosen to rule the nations with an iron staff. And I had that longing to also be part of that small portion of that young boy, to be willing to be a part of that young boy, and that the dragon cannot swallow me and swallow us.
Amen.
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 Yeah. That was Revelation 12:4. Revelation 12:7-12. I enjoy these verses a lot. Revelation 12:7-12. Amen. And a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down." Amen. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heaven, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Short time. And it's getting shorter and shorter. Every day. Amen. It gave such a joy to be part of that small overcoming part that is allowed to cast out the accuser of the brethren. And therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in him. In them, we want to be the first truths that dwell in heaven and that are not on earth anymore. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we ought to belong, all belong to them that cast out the devil, that dragon, today in the church and then from heaven and also from this earth. And I can rejoice for my daughter Jonna that this weekend was really good, and she made that experience in her personal time reading the word more than before, and then she experienced how it is, you don't want to stop reading anymore. When this fountain starts to spring and flow, it was so precious for her. Unfortunately, she couldn't come today, even though she wanted, but the word really strengthened her. Thank you, Lord. Satan was cast out a bit more through the word of her testimony, their testimony. I also want to share something.
Mich hat auch sehr angesprochen, diese scharfen Pfeile einfach auch, vor allem was uns so scharf
these
macht.
These sharp arrows and what sharpens us and what makes us numb. Again, I saw how fast you can numb and how long it takes to get sharpened again. And I thank the Lord that He put into my heart to sharpen myself and to be sharpened together with others and sharpen others. I'm thankful for this weekend that He spoke to us in such a rich way. Amen. The sharpened arrows. There is one more sharp arrow in Switzerland. Roland, he also was in the students' weekend. I thank the Lord that I'm not too old. What touched me so much was that these arrows, they are gathered inside this, in the church and in the family, and together there's protection from the evil. It is gathered in the quiver where you put in the arrows. And the quiver is the family and the church life. It is a protection. And all the sharp arrows are protected in that quiver and that thing you put in the arrows. I also want to be such sharpened arrows.
Und der Herr redete zu Aaron, Wein und verrauschendes Getränk sollst du nicht trinken, du und deine Söhne mit dir, wenn ihr in das Zelt der Begegnung hineingeht, damit ihr nicht sterbt. Eine ewige Ordnung für eure Generationen und damit ihr unterscheidet zwischen dem Heiligen.
And that you may discern between the holy and the unholy, and the pure and the impure. Sorry, I didn't get the verses. It got very clear to me how serious the priestly services. And you cannot be loose on it. We really need to know what is holy and what is unholy, what is pure and what is impure. In my personal life, I need to know, is this okay? Is it pure or is it impure? And this discerning is so important for the sanctification. And we need light from the Lord. We need the saints. And we help one another. And on the other hand, when I am in a natural man, on my own seal for the Lord, this is defiling, this is impure, it is unholy. It might look spiritual, but it's not the Lord. Recently, I had that awareness, what do I speak? I want to watch out what I speak. I want to speak what He wants to speak. And I want to put on Christ and exercise more to abide in Him. It is a battle. It seems to be simple in the meeting, but when I'm at home by myself, that's how I feel it. Today I had some temptation. I overcame, praise the Lord, but I also fell. What is important? The angels observing us. Even though you are alone at your home, you think you're only by yourself. Maybe you don't see me, but all the ancients, they see everything. And this is wonderful. To have this awareness, this consciousness, that we are not alone. What I do, what I not do, and even what I think. And this is also a help and a great protection. I'm really thankful to the Lord that He saved us and brought us to the church. Amen. Lord, use us for your purpose. Use us more, that we are sanctified and purified. That you really can use us. Purified and useful for the stewards, useful for every, prepared for every good work. Yeah, a vessel of honor, useful for the master, for every good work, prepared for every good work. This work I read in John, the Gospel of John, where the Lord spoke the truth over himself, about himself. If you don't eat of my flesh and don't drink my blood, will not have eternal life. And these words scared the most to go away and not follow the Lord anymore, any longer. And it showed me that I'm not far from leaving the Lord. When I see, we saw the garments of the high priest, how the Lord He carries everyone on His shoulder and on His breast. And I saw my lacking, and I pray to the Lord this entire week. You are the one walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. You know everyone with all our shortcomings. You are the one who transforms us. We come forward to you. Transform us that we will be same like you. I saw my love is picking. I'm choosing. I only want to love those who are good for me, but those who are not for me, I just lay them aside. The Lord is not as I am, the way I am. I told the Lord, I won't reach your status if you don't help me. That I pray that the Lord will make it that I will carry everyone on my breast and my shoulder. Amen.
I also was at the student weekend, and the word really spoke to me too, about the arrows that are in the hand of the strong one. We had a verse in Isaiah 49:2. The Lord made my mouth like a sharp sword, and he made me a polished shaft in his quiver. He has hidden me. Isaiah 49:2. Really, what spoke to me is he made me. It's not that I try to do it, that I try to be a sharp arrow, to try to be useful for the Lord. I need time with him, that he can sharpen me. We were encouraged to seek the Lord in our personal time. What takes away our sharpness? Everybody has something with that the enemy uses to take away our sharpness. Like the Lord showed me one thing where the enemy always really distracts me. In my case, it was during my studies, I had to pay attention to certain things, but I was also interested in other things that maybe weren't the correct topic, and I kind of sidetracked. And then the Lord showed me, this time that you invest there, that's a time you missed. That's how the enemy distracted you. And it was so good. The Lord showed this so much. You have to deal with that. You have to let me deal with it. And you have to do it this week. And the Lord really could sharpen me this week. I could take the time instead of taking time for senseless sins, things. I spent more time with him, and I was more sharpened by him. And I'm very thankful for the salvation through this word. I also wanted to bring the same words tonight. Yeah, it was talked about how we can be sharpened through the word, to fellowship, our conscience, fellowship, prayer. The Lord can speak to us. And if I'm in the quiver, the enemy can do so many things. We can do so many things to be sharpened. But if we are not in the quiver, yeah, when we just lie somewhere, then the enemy comes and hits us with so many attacks. But I enjoyed this verse. If we are not in the quiver, then we're not ready to be used by him. And the Lord showed me that I can trust him fully, that all the preparation through the prayer and through the fellowship that we had,
Und dann konnte ich mich wirklich im Herrn verstecken.
And then I could hide in the Lord.
Dann war ich bereit, auch besonders außerhalb und natürlich.
And then I was ready, not just in the during the meeting, but also outside the meeting in fellowships, to speak His word and share my experience. At the young people's youth meeting, we looked at a few examples of sharp arrows that the Lord used. And during the students' weekend, we saw the Lord used many who were really young. They weren't highly qualified and didn't have much experience. But the Lord did so many things through really young people. Yeah, He did great things. Yeah, they were around 20 or younger. Yeah, for example, Daniel, Joseph, David. But that showed me what the Lord needs is not the qualifications, but these stayed their whole life in the Lord, and they stayed in the quiver, and they stayed pure, and the Lord could use them. That the Lord can use us does not depend on who we are or what we are able to do, but if we are in the Lord, if we are sharp, yeah, if the Lord sharpened us, then the Lord can use us. Daniel was still sharpened in his age. Yeah. Yeah, David and Daniel. Yeah, even later he remained pure. He stayed sharp for the Lord. Yeah, there were so many peers who were strong, but the Lord didn't use them. But He used those who remained in Him. That's our strength. Amen. There were people who are in the Lord that are pure in the Lord and can be sharpened by the Lord. And then the brothers brought some arrow and bows, and we shot with them, and it wasn't so easy. The one who shoots the arrow has to be strong. It was really tough, yeah? But that shows the strength doesn't come from the arrow, but it's from the one who uses the arrow. But the arrow still has to be sharp and straight. That's a good picture. It's not our strength, our ability. But we have to be careful that we're in the Lord, we're sharp and we're straight. Timothy was also a sharp arrow. From him you can read that he nourished himself by the words of faith, and that made him sharp. often in Timothy, it is mentioned that he nourished himself by the words of the faith. He knew the scriptures from being a child. We need a lot of time in the Word. And we have to take time with the Lord. In 1 Timothy 4:6, 1 Timothy 4:6, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. He nourished himself of the words of faith. That sharpens us. And that really, when we nourish ourselves in the Word, it takes time. It takes time to be sharp. Amen, Lord Jesus. A good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith. Amen. And of the good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. Lord, that we can understand your word. That you give us understanding. Strength in the faith. But reject profane and old wife fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Amen. That was 1 Timothy 4, 6-8. 1 John 2:13. 1 John 2:14. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. That was the second part of verse 14. Because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. The word of God. The verse was in 1 John 2:14. Oh, Lord, that your word stays in our heart and can be taken away. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, work in all the young people. Thank you for everybody you brought in the last weekend. Thank you. Help them to be a sharp arrow in their daily life. That they're strong to overcome the wicked one. Help them to separate themselves. Amen. We also saw a very practical example. Where we can see the sharpness of the arrow. How we deal with people at home. There's different how we, when we're in the meeting and prepare something in the meeting, and we have to continue that. But with your parents and with your siblings, that's where the hidden life is. And that's where the Lord has to be expressed. Last Thursday we had the emphasis on the linen garments we have. Our walk in the meeting is usually pretty good. But how are you at home? Oh, how are the students in dealing with their parents or even all of us with the people at home? That's where we also need the right garments. That's very important, this area. And the commandment of the Lord we've read. Honor your father and your mother, it says. And in Hebrews 12 we read that we have the our fathers for chastening, and we should respect them. Yeah, they had respect of them. And today in the world, among the students and young people, there is the complete contrary thing happened. How they deal with members of their family and their parents, and it says in the scriptures, in the last days there will be people being like that, they're disobedient to the parents. That's a horrible condition. Brother Adam, who has to do a lot with the school, he noticed how the students deal with their parents. That's really astonishing. He gave me a few examples and I was really shocked. And we saw, we in Zion, we have to be the opposite. When the world is going down and the kids deal so horribly with their parents, then we have to be different. And through this dealing with one another, testify how the Lord is. Yeah, we have. Outside, we have the garments. It's the life of the Lord that is being expressed. That's through a walk. And it really showed us that our walk is important. That our conscience reacts. And that the Lord reacts in us when we are especially at home. That's an important point as a testimony for the Lord and for the whole world. There's no honor for the Lord if we are talking respectlessly to the Lord. They tell us one word and we argue back in a bad way, how the world does it. That's not a testimony for the Lord. That showed us. In the commandments says honor. And in the letters of Paul, epistles, even in Timothy, he talks about this relationship. That was good to see this as an example where the sharpness is being expressed. You cannot expect to be a sharp arrow for the Lord and overcome the enemy, but at home we shoot against our parents, and our tongue and our lips are like a sharp knife. We've read a verse in Proverbs 30 or 31 where it says, your tongue is like a knife. that's not written in a good context. It says, yeah, your mouth is like a sharp knife. Even when we're students or older, that's Proverbs 30:14, whose teeth are like swords. We should practice to not be, talk like that. And we should practice. Lord, sharpen me in how I deal with it and to be transformed. That should be our exercise. That in these areas where the angels look upon us, that we have a life that is pleasing to the Lord. That was an example that we saw. And that's really important for those who are living at home or go home often, that the relationship is expressed in dealing with our parents. How can we love God, whom we cannot see, if we do not love those that we can see, or we deal badly with them? Then the service for God is impossible. That's where it starts. That really encourages us to exercise. That doesn't mean that you don't fall and make a mistake and you sin, but then you have to get up and learn from it, that it can get better over time, that you don't stay like that. No, you just think, okay, oh, you old guy. That's not how we should be. Praise the Lord. There's quite a few verses that speak to that in the Word. And we pray that the seed in the young people will grow, that also in this point it will go upwards. We want to be holy in all areas. And evil talking or jesting, and this starts at a young age. The old wife fables, it's not just for the old woman, that also pertains to us. That's a speaking that's not according to the Lord. And the Lord says this to Timothy, because Paul wants that even as a child he learns to deal righteously at home. It was the first time where we really shone some light on this point, and it's really important that we start there, where we spend the most time. I wanted to share something with you guys. I had an experience this month. I got up to have some fellowship with the Lord, and then I had some weird thoughts, what really discouraged me. And I overcame. And I decided, Lord, now I take the word and I read it. And I read a verse in the outline from the conference. And that was Psalm 147. That's the characteristic of the Lord. that he is so wise. And it says, praise the Lord, he is great, he heals the brokenhearted, and sing to the Lord and praise him. And it really lifted me up from my bad thoughts. I couldn't even stop. And I kept reading on Deep Psalm 150, and it was about praising the Lord and what the great things he has done. And in 149 it says, Zion, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. That's Psalm 149, 1-4. I had the experience. I just have to start praising the Lord. And I thank the Lord. And he gave me a lot of strength and joy. And I wanted to encourage you that we take the word and praise him for what he did. I couldn't stop. And it really strengthened me. We talked about Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I was encouraged with the children. I'm in a different position to raise the kids in the way of God by being a father. We were in Heilbronn, and I asked two fathers how they raise their kids in the Lord, how they do it. And one testified, and I really could learn from him that every morning everyone prays, and then they read some verses, and then they cite two verses that they remembered by heart to speak the word together. When someone goes out of the house, they get blessed. Tonight, when they read the word, and he mentioned Ephesians 6, and that's something they memorize with the kids. Children, honor your father and mother. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Our children had Psalm 119. How can a boy walk his way without blemish by keeping to the word of God? The word God that dwells in us and spoken by us and dwells in our hearts and can lead the kids. And also us parents, we help them to get into that and remind them and read it together and pray and proclaim. We don't just need the word in the meeting, but also at home. It's an important part. Yeah. To read at home together. That makes a huge difference. 2 Timothy 3, it says, 3:15. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. You know the Scripture, and the faith is mixed with it, then there is salvation. Starting from childhood, you don't have to wait. You start early and you continue. We also have to remain in that. The Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The whole Scripture is God-breathed. We read Leviticus together at home, and it's really God-breathed. It's inspiration by God. And we pray, Lord, speak to us. Give us life, we pray. Fill us with your living speaking. It is wonderful that it's inspired by God. It's important to pray that the Lord inspires us when we read. Every time when we read the commandments in Leviticus, many chapters about leprosy on the house, leprosy on the garment. And then my wife said, oh, that gave her life. That touched her. And there was an expression about active leprosy, that you become more impure by it. And I asked the Lord, Lord, save me from all active leprosy. And you think, what should I do with these chapters? Read chapter 14, 15, 16. It's all about leprosy. But it's not about what you read, but it's how you read it. If you read it with the desire and the knowledge that it's God priest, it's the spirit in it. That I pray that the Lord gives us, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. First and foremost, it's inspired by God. If the Lord, word is not true, full of life and spirit, when we read it, then the consequences are missing. It's not useful for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. The correction comes through the living speaking of God. Not what I think of will help me. But I enjoyed these last few weeks to come to the Word and ask the Lord for life. Lord, give us life when we read. And then it's really profitable. So that's how we can be sharpers. If it's living, it will dwell on you. If it's not living, it will go in and out. When the Lord speaks to you, the word remains in you. We should continuously ask him that he gives life, nourishes, and yeah, and then the whole scriptures profitable. Then we're all profitable for the Lord. That's so wonderful. This effect of the word. Amen. It's so important. Many people go to Bible school. In the end, it's not they're not profitable because not inspired by God. You don't learn to receive the living word. That's we need the living speaking of the Lord. Amen, Lord Jesus. Every day, again and again, the living speaking of the Lord. That saves us. It's so important how we read the word. With a repenting heart. In Revelation 2, we can loop back to it. He has the eyes of flames like fire. He speaks to the church. He gives them, shows them the problem. He gives them time that they may repent. But she doesn't want to. That's how the Lord also deals with us. He gives us light, but then he wants us to repent. Yeah, we need his word. He gives us his word, and he gives us time, and he doesn't force us to change something. Yeah, he leaves it to us what we do with this speaking. But he wants us to take it seriously and to apply it. We had time to repent. Yeah, in his light we want to repent and be changed. Because you promised that your words will not come back empty. But when we come to your word with our hunger and desire to taste you and require light, that we come with soft hearts to you and are willing to let your word work in us, that it causes repentance in us for improvement. Shall we sing one song from the student weekend? One something, 121. Of 521. It's about being sharp arrows. Lord, make us sharp arrows in the hand. 525 in German songbook. Whom should I send and who will go for us? Who will turn and look for my will? God needs a young army for himself. Lord, I'm willing, send me. We are sharp arrows in the hand of the strong one. On the day of his might, full of willingness, until we are appearing before the throne as first fruits, that is our goal. Lord, I seek you with all what I am. My first love, win fully for yourself. In love we burn for you. Lord, your bride is preparing herself. We are sharp arrows in the hand of the strong one on the day of his might in full of willingness until we appear before the throne as first fruits. This is our goal. God needs sharp arrows for the battle so that he can save people from the hand of Satan, we stand fast in one spirit, speak his word all the time. We are sharp arrows in the hand of the strong one, on the day of his might, full of willingness. Lord, we actively turn to our spirit, because that makes us free and saves us from the flesh. We overcome today already the soul, self-life, the world, and the religion. We are sharp arrows in the hands of the strong one. On the day of his might, full of willingness, until we appear before his throne as first fruits. This is our goal. Every wall we jump over together with him. Through the power of his life, we will get to the goal. We don't draw back. We are faithful until we are raptured. We are sharp arrows in the hands of the strong one on the day of his might, full of willingness, until we are before the throne as first fruits. This is our goal. Praise the Lord, this is our goal. Through the power of the life, we arrive at the goal. We are faithful until we are raptured. Amen. We are faithful until we are raptured. Let's read the chorus. We are sharp arrows in the hand of the strong one. On the day of his might, full of winningness. So until we appear before the throne as first fruits, this is our goal. And that's a high calling. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to be sharper and sharper arrows.